Tim Heim is our special guest this morning, the president of the Connecticut Coalition Against Crumbling Basements. I mean, it's a terrible feeling to have. Terrible feeling. Tim, good morning, and thank you so much for sharing your thoughts with us.
Hi, Tim.
Gentlemen, good morning, and it's my pleasure.
Tim, Brad, in the Touch Points Rehab Interview Chair. Tim, just give us an overview of where the situation is now as far as, first of all, structurally with these homes whose foundations have been affected and what's being done about it.
Well, you know, I first found out I had it in late spring of 2015, and it's going to cost almost $200,000 to fix my home.
Wow.
You know, and the average is about between $150,000 and $250,000. And the numbers grow by the day. You know, people start to see the news and read the newspaper and listen to the radio, and then they walk down in their basement and they realize they might have a problem. So, you know, Lieutenant Governor Nancy Wyman and Senator Blumenthal and Senator Chris Murphy have all been in my basement, and they all said the same thing. They feel bad for us and they want to help. And you know, a year and a half later, we're still with no help at all from any of our elected officials as far as the ones that have visited my home. Now, the governor wants to allocate $250 million to renovate the Excel Center, and he's portraying that he's going to help the homeowners with a loan, when in fact it's the exact opposite. And what he's asking is, you know, for Tim Heim, you know, loan Tim Heim the $200,000, and then I'm going to have to pay the $200,000 back on top of the $200,000 that I already owe on my mortgage.
Wow.
And to take it a step further, he's also, you know, with the loan, you know, you get the seniors that are in their 60s, 70s, and 80s, and, you know, the only way they're going to be able to pay that loan back is go back to work. And I do already know of a couple people that had to go back to work because they had to get it fixed. They didn't have time to wait.
Wow. You know, Tim, and I remember, and I know Dan does, when this first came out, and now it's just incredible what folks have gone through.
It really is. And you know, a lot of people say it's a slow-moving natural disaster, and it is. But it's also a slow-moving physical and emotional disaster. You know, we would have been better off if a tornado came in and leveled all our houses. We would have been stressed out for 6 months, but now, you know, we wake up and deal with this every single day. It consumes you. You don't know what your future holds. You know, we're the middle class, and what the governor needs to focus on is rebuilding the family's lives and not the Excel Center.
Tim, now what happens? It starts out as a crack. Take us through what actually happens to these foundations.
Well, what happens, it's a mineral called pyrrhotite. And to the best of my knowledge, it's only happened to three places in the world, Ireland, Canada, and Connecticut. And it's a vein in the ground in the quarry that gets mixed with concrete. And when your basement walls are getting poured and the floors, it takes 15 to 20 years before it starts showing any type of signs. And eventually, it just, because it expands and it just eventually lifts your house completely, you know, off the basement walls. I've been in homes where, you know, the house was lifted 6 inches off the lolly columns.
Really?
Yeah. I've been in homes I could stick my hand, you know, right through a crack.
Oh, my God. So now, to repair them, what happens? Do they actually lift the homes up, jack the homes up off of the foundation? How do they go about repairing this?
Yes, sir. They lift the home completely off the basement walls and replace, you know, all the concrete. And, you know, this could take 3 to 4 months. So on top of, you know, you can't live in your home. So on top of not living in your home, you have to find a place to live for 3 or 4 months. So that means I'm going to have to pay rent if I can find one for 4 months or 6 months, and I'm going to have to stay current with my mortgage. I know there's one couple right now that's actually losing their home because they couldn't afford to pay both.
Oh, my goodness.
So they're going to, this is really, can I tell you, just listening to you, Tim, now, you know, this was a news story and we heard it and so forth, but my God, having you on the program and the way you're describing this, I don't think anybody listening understood it was like this.
It's bad, and it's only getting worse. And the fact the state of Connecticut knew about this 15 years ago, and, you know, there was meetings, there was emails from state representatives, there was phone calls, there was a couple dozen homeowners back in 2002 that had a meeting down at the Capitol and tried to bring it to their attention, and the ball got dropped.
2002, so, they've known since then, is what you're saying?
Yes, sir. They had a meeting. Elected officials were at this meeting, and nothing got done.
Well, what about the company mixing the cement? What was the history behind
What about
that?
Them?
Well, they were found. This, Governor Malloy in August of 2015 ordered an investigation, joint efforts between Department of Consumer Protections and the Attorney General's office. It took about a year and a half to come out with the findings, and the findings were that from the Department of Consumer Protection that the concrete company was not liable under the Connecticut Unfair Trade Practice Law, and all the Attorney General's report came out was a 100-page scientific analysis from UConn. So I don't know. There was nothing there about 2002. There was a lot missing. The victims still have a lot of unanswered questions. We deserve honest answers to a lot of questions that we're still waiting for.
Okay, what are some of those questions that you want answers to?
Well, I want to know what the concrete company knew, what the quarry knew, what the insurance company knew, what ISO knew, what the state of Connecticut knew, and when did they know it?
You know, Tim, just listening to you,
yes, sir.
I can't believe that the state didn't come right in and say, look, these are our people. These are our people's homes. We've got to do something. I am just shocked that they didn't do that.
Oh, yeah, there's a file of paperwork that I've seen. You know, Senator Blumenthal was the Attorney General in 2002. His office was there, Department of Consumer Protection's office, you know, whoever members of the office were there. And they actually had to change the room two times because there was so many people in it. So, you know, that's one of the questions I have. Why didn't an investigation get initiated back in 2002? This problem could have been stopped 15 years ago.
This is unbelievable. Well, it's unbelievable on numerous fronts. Don't get me going on the then Attorney General, but that said, the situation is one involving how many homes now, would you say?
Well, I know for sure, and here's another challenge. DCP is asking people to file a formal complaint with their office. I think there's about 500 formal complaints now, but I know from two structural engineers that they have been in and confirmed 900 homes. Now, the problem is, and to take it a step further, condominium complexes.
Huh.
You have condos, and the problem is that if you have a condo complex with 300 units and only two units call and file a complaint, they don't count the other, you know, 298. So, you know, the scope of the problem's large, and they know it. Unfortunately, the governor has failed to take a leadership role in coming up with a financial resolution for us.
This is, you know something? This is unheard of. This is unbelievable, what you are telling us this morning.
You can't make this up. You really can't. And this is, I wouldn't wish this upon my worst enemy, because this is going to, somebody is going to die from this, from the stress of this. People are taking blood pressure medicine, depression medicine, anxiety medicine, all because this consumes you. And unless you really have it, you really don't know how we feel. You can sympathize, but once you have it, it just, words can't describe the emotions.
Now, Tim, you said before, and Tim is in our Touch Points Rehab interview chair, you said before that sometimes this problem takes 20 years or so to develop, which leads me to ask, what do we know down the road? How many other homes, perhaps, are liable to this problem?
And that's a great question. You know, right now, it's affecting homes that were built from 1983 to 2010, I believe, are showing signs. Now, the concrete company used the same quarry and stopped using last summer. So it's very likely it could go up to, you know, 2016. Mm-hmm. There's no testing out there that I'm aware of. I know the governor did allocate $5 or $6 million towards testing. Part of that, I had met with the governor and sat down with the governor, and he was very focused on allocating money for testing because his thoughts were to grow the numbers. I had asked for core testing. I had asked him if he would consider the visual inspection as part of that money, which I did support, and he did agree to that. And the reason why I did support it was because, you know, the average family of four can't afford $400. And that's what it costs for a visual inspection for an engineer to come and say you have it. If you do, to take a look at the map cracking and all the spider cracking, they call it. Now, the remaining amount of money he wants to allocate towards core sampling or core testing. I do not agree with that because right now, if you look at DCP's numbers, you got 500 confirmed cases. When actually we know it's at least 900, and that's almost $200 million at $200,000 apiece.
Wow.
And it's going to be, it's only the tip of the iceberg. It's, you know, it's a train and it's coming hard.
Well, the thing too is how are you going to go about getting into these homes that you're going to have to get into while this is all being taken care of? How are you going to go about that?
Well, you know, I think it's more on raising awareness, and I think it's and that's why I started this coalition is for support and to raise awareness in our communities, because believe it or not, there are still some people that have finished basements or just don't know about the problem or just don't want to know about the problem. So, you know, you're taught as a child that life isn't fair. But guys, this is just so wrong on so many different levels. And I want the citizens and the good people of Connecticut to understand who we are. You know, we're the people that go to work every day, you know, sometimes two jobs, in some cases three jobs to pay all our bills, to pay for all the services and programs available in Connecticut. And then when the middle class needs help, you know, there's no help for us except the loan. And that's just unacceptable.
Tim, have you ever thought, and this is just, I'm just throwing this out to you, have you ever thought of getting together a group of people, okay, and having auctions all over the state to help pay for this?
I never thought about it. I never thought about it, quite honestly.
Tim, is this a problem inherent just to your particular region of the state or throughout Connecticut?
It's northern Connecticut, north of Hartford, east of Hartford. I'm hearing there's also some cases north of New London. So, you know, Krog's been very involved. They got a map of based on the claims that were given to the insurance commissioner of reported cases. Whether they're confirmed or not, I don't know that. But, you know, I would love to have you guys over. I really, you guys are more than welcome to come to Wellington and sit down and have a cup of coffee. I'd love to show you.
Well, we'll follow up on
absolutely.
That. Absolutely, we will. But let me ask you this.
And even more, maybe.
What would you like to see the state do?
Well, I'd like the state to come up with some type of financial resolution, maybe sit down with the insurance companies. You know, there was a $52 million pool agreed on between four insurance companies, and they were waiting for the remaining of the insurance companies that sell insurance in Connecticut to get on board, and that never happened. So, you know, the state of Connecticut has some accountability in this. I think insurance companies have some accountability in this. I think, you know, between everybody digging in their pocket a little bit would not take a big hit if somebody was just to pay for it all.
Now, you're saying the accountability from the state's perspective is on the premise that the state has known about this since 2002, right?
That's correct. That's correct.
Say, by the way, Tim, Dan and I will be over to see you.
Yeah, we will.
I'd love to have you. Everybody else has been over. I'd love to have the two stars come to Wellington.
Well, we're going to, you know something, and you never know. Something might come up that we can be a part of. That's all I can say now. But this is an incredible story.
Yeah.
And it's got to be taken care of.
Tim, we're out of time, but if people want to follow up, what can they do?
Well, they can go to our Facebook page, the Connecticut Coalition Against Crumbling Basements, and you know, every story and our interview this morning will also be posted on it. You could go to ccacp.org is our website, and you know, feel free, ask us questions. We'd love to educate, you know, people in Fairfield County and let them know who we are and show them who we are, and hopefully we can get their support for a resolution.
All right.
Just fabulous. Yeah. Just you'll be in touch with us. We'll be in touch with you too.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Gentlemen, it was an honor to be on your show this morning, and you guys have a great day.
You too, Tim.
Thank you.
Take care.